the Antiwhite system and tune in to the Pearl White system at RadioArian.com.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Wednesday, the 9th of January, 2019, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at RadioArian.com. Well, we've got a bit of a special guest with us today who occasionally joins us to let us trawl through his great wisdom on nationalist affairs. I'm talking about longtime nationalist, veteran nationalist, Eddie Morrison. Happy New Year to you, Eddie, and how are you doing today?
Older, no wiser, and quite cold. It's grim up. And happy New Year to you as well, by the way.
Thank you.
And all
thank
listeners you. Of Radio Arian.
Thank you. And we've got an interesting subject to discuss today. I think we both seem to be on the same page with this. And this is the success with populist parties and what we can do to try and get some success as white nationalists. And we've got a few subjects that we want to get into. And the first one on the list really is just the rise of these populist parties, talking about the Alternative for Deutschland, the Lega Nord in Italy. We've got the National Rally now in France. We've got Viktor Orban and his Fidesz party. And we keep saying about these great successes that they are having, and we say, well, Britain, we don't have a party, but we do have UKIP who seem to be moving further to the right direction, I would suggest, especially under...
Well, Batten, who's a new leader, is most definitely more nationalist.
And also, I mean, he's taken on Tommy Robinson as his advisor on prisons and on grooming gangs. And if we look at the ethno-nationalist parties, if we look at National Front, if we look at the British National Party, they're really not doing anything.
And I don't want to decry them, but for many years, we've got to say a certain person made the word populist into a despised word. Britain. We've got to stop thinking now, I think, of a populist as meaning surrendering your principles. There's a popular mood sweeping right from America right through Europe. It's quite obvious from the people you've mentioned. So I think as white nationalists, we've got to sort of drop the idea that populism is something bad. The way it was being used by a certain person who's no longer around these days was giving it a bad name. But yeah, there's a populist flood going on at the moment, and we'd be crazy as white nationalists if we weren't not to anchor ourselves into some part of this. And in saying that, we've got to really broaden out who we will work with and how we will work with them. By the same token, they've got to broaden their minds as well.
Well, I think we are starting to see that. I mean, as you say, we need to be riding this wave of populism. And if you look at a party like UKIP, they've taken Tommy Robinson on as their advisor. I think they've got other ex-members of the BNP that are now with them. They seem to have relaxed this
well,
idea.
I know one of their regional organisers was a member of the Greater Britain Movement. No names mentioned, by the way, but and I noticed his name the other day, and he was definitely in GBM back in the 60s. It must be about my age now.
Yeah, we don't want to cause any trouble for them. Don't want to cause any trouble for any of these ex-members.
No,
but
no.
Also, you got For Britain. I don't think they're quite as successful. But and Marie Waters has said she doesn't mind what parties people have been in before, and if they're working towards advancing For Britain's goals, which is anti-Islam, anti-immigration. In fact, they seem to go a little bit further. I mean, they're possibly a little bit more racial than UKIP, but UKIP seems to be the main one, I think, especially with Tommy Robinson being allied with it now. They certainly seem to be having some success.
Looking at you...
Sorry, what were you saying?
Looking at just UKIP, first of all, when we won the referendum for the and UKIP's vote collapsed right across the country. Now that there's been so much messing about and May so badly handled negotiations, and when the Leave vote was seen, I mean, UKIP provided a lot of push for that. People stopped voting for UKIP. They thought, right, we've got Brexit now, no need to vote for them. And we saw that. We saw UKIP councillors being lost all over the country. We saw the UKIP vote slump completely. We saw them going from first in poll position down to getting 4% and 5%. But I think the way that Theresa May and the Tory government, or misgovernment, have handled the Brexit, or mishandled the Brexit talks, people are suspicious, and they will go to UKIP because, firstly, they're thinking we still need these people in place. But secondly, as I think you said earlier, UKIP are actually broadening out their policies now and looking at Islam and mass migration more.
And they're getting a lot of success as well. I mean, just recently they did a big march, and Tommy Robinson was there, and there were at least 5,000 people there. The media response to this was to say that there were only 300 people there, and that there were thousands and thousands of Antifa there. And the police have now come out, thanks to a Freedom of Information request, and they've said, well, it was 5,000 of the UKIP people there and 1,000 of the Antifa that were
there. Well, I saw some of the pictures. There were definitely the many, many hundreds, I would say, probably into the thousands. But I think the big test will be this May. UKIP are going to stand a big raft of candidates. 29th, we're supposed to be out the common market. We're out of the European Union on March 29th. And then May 5th, 6th, something like that, there'll be the council elections in most parts of Britain. And if UKIP are standing a full slate, then I predict they'll suddenly start getting again. The votes start going back up to what it was. The big thing will do is not general election. UKIP have got to do a few things, and I think broaden out definitely. It can't be a single. I think he knows it can't be a single issue party any longer. Even though if we leave the EU, we're still wanting an independent Britain, so there is a role for UKIP to play. But I think the other thing UKIP's got to do is drop its ban on anybody's nationalist parties joining UKIP.
I think they've unofficially done that because they got Tommy Robinson as an advisor. So I think that's been unofficially done. But to do it officially, they have to change the constitution. So they have to have a vote to do that. But I can see that happening, and I can see them getting a hell of a lot of support. Because, you know, all the people that voted to leave the EU, they have been stabbed in the back. Nobody voted to do a deal. Everybody voted to leave the EU. They voted against a deal because David Cameron offered his deal or leaving the EU. And everybody said, no, we don't want Cameron's deal. We want to leave the EU. And what's the government's response been to it? Okay, we'll make another deal and we'll tell you that's the only option. So people are absolutely furious about this, I think.
A deal and another deal and another deal.
Yeah, and it would just go on, never ending.
Yeah. So imagine if they did open the membership, which perhaps they were pressed for that. I'm thinking of the next issue of my bi-weekly White Voice, which is the bulletin every 2 weeks tabloid, actually doing an article on would you or something like that. I'd be interested to see what the response would be. Because if
I couldn't get what the name of the article was going to be. You just cut out.
Oh.
So what was the article going to be?
A white article. White nationalists, would you join UKIP? And then put some reasons out. I've been talking. Reasons why you perhaps should consider. And perhaps have like I know people over in Bradford who have got multiple memberships. They're in the BDP, they're in BM, they're in the NF, they're in, you know, the I only know one that's in UKIP, but you know, throw the gates open, really. What the heck have we got to lose then?
Well, I think, you know, there's nothing just stopping people joining multiple organisations. I think we've got to do whatever it is that works. We haven't got any white nationalist parties that are doing anything that works at the moment, but we have got UKIP and we have got Tommy Robinson. You know, I mean, regardless of the things that they may say, I mean, obviously they usually do counter signal us, but regardless of that counter signaling, they are heading in the right direction. And a lot of their members already think the same way that we do. And, you know, we should be concentrating our efforts in helping them. Certainly not concentrating our efforts against them. I noticed the other day, there's this Australian, politician. I think his name may be Fraser Anning. He was at a demonstration the other day, and the media was saying it was all Nazis, it was all racist, and he was just ignoring it. He was saying, well, I'm not a Nazi, I'm not a racist, and I didn't meet any there. And I would hope that would be the sort of reaction we would get from Batten if we were to go and help, and people were to say, oh, there were Nazis there were racists there, because they've already said, you know, there's already been that accusation from Nigel Farage. And then they went on this march, and it was pointed out that no, these weren't thugs and skinheads. You know, there was blind people out front, and there was people on mobility scooters, and then there was kids there was families there.
Yeah,
it looked brilliant. It totally discredited this mainstream narrative that it's all thugs and skinheads.
Shame upon Farage for climbing on this racist bandwagon, quite frankly. He's talking a good battle in the MEP in Strasbourg, but to attack as Affer and Company, a little bit more of Farage than that he was stooped to that level, quite frankly, Sven.
Yeah, it's you know, he's basically he's battled against that all his life, and now he's dishing it out to the people, the grassroots supporters that have helped him.
He's a fool doing it, because where will Affer be if he's at his house or something? They'll parade him outside. They'll be painting swastikas. They'll be, you know, they'll be threatening and intimidating him, which he's admitted has happened quite a few times. So they don't make any distinction with one type of racist or another. It's you're all racist, you're all Nazis, whether you're Farage or whether you're, I suppose, we're all lumped under one thing. Just I remember back in the Vietnam War days, not that I was in the Vietnam War, and they were shouting fascist at everybody. And Jane Fonda, the Soviet left-wing Hollywood star, said, asked to define what a fascist was. She says, a fascist is anybody who doesn't support the Viet Cong. Anybody who's is not pro-communist is a fascist. And to me, that's always stuck in my mind, that if that's how they define what a fascist is, I mean, most of the Western world into the fascist camp. It's a nonsense. Sense of the word anyway.
Well, I think we've seen, you know, we're already seeing sort of how can we put it, overtures of friendship to the alt-right, particularly with Millennial Woe's series of Millennials that he did a couple of weeks back, and he interviewed Dankula on there, who is a major figure in the alt-right and also in UKIP, and he also interviewed Sargon again, who is a major figure in the alt-right and in UKIP. So there is communication lines open between, you know, the younger members of this movement, I would suggest already.
So with White Voice is, at the moment, it's going around to 2,000 to 3,000 generally journalists in America, Europe and Great Britain. It's to enlarge the subscription base by bringing all these UKIP addresses into it and lots of others as well as For Britain and Britain First, all the basically anybody inclined, and see if they unsubscribe, they can unsubscribe No problem at all. But if they keep the subscriptions, that's another way we can start building bridges and connections, especially if I put a fairly strong article in saying why they ought to be thinking about taking white nationalists in and white nationalists should be, well, doing what we're doing, talking about now, getting their, broadening their look.
Well, how would you get the addresses for the subscriptions? Is it a public membership?
Easily enough, UKIP on their main email address, but they've got loads of government records, council, do some searches on elections, for instance. You find loads and loads of councillors or ex-councillors or even candidates' email address. I was saying that Peter Rushton, as an example, is great at digging into political election records and things like that. Nothing illegal about it, but we can do basically what Facebook and all the others do, is trawl the internet and come up with as many emails for these populists can, and I'll add them all into the subscriber base. Hopefully the White Voice out. That'll be one way white nationalist views on will start going through, but at the same time show them that we're not attacking them and we're applauding them and saying, you know, get on with it.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, we need to get that across that because they, you know, they're used to this being there being this friction between us, and we can't afford to have that. I mean, we're all being attacked by the same people. We're all being deplatformed by the same people, and we need to show them that we're not enemies to them. We support what they're doing. And we'll do what we can to support what they're doing. I mean, I've had an advert up for joining UKIP at the Radio Aryan site for a while now.
Right.
We need to look at things like these yellow vests protests in France. Obviously, we don't want to be encouraging property damage or violence, but what that is, it's everybody got together. It's the left and the right that have said, look, this isn't going on. We're not supporting this anymore. We don't support the globalization. I mean, we don't support these austerity packages that are being forced upon us, as well as, you know, the anti-immigration, the anti-Islamification. You would think we'd be able to unite together.
The globalization, that offbeat way at global heating conference where they all go hysterical and put billions of pounds into nonsensical projects for up, which is not. It comes back and puts the petrol prices up to deter French travelling. Well, you know, that's one way that globalism, right, in their purse and their wallets. And so, we're not having any of this. He's bringing it, just because he's subscribing to this globalist idea, which means proof. Immediately. I only wish the British people had reacted as fast as that. The French have just got a certain brilliantly patriotic temperament. They all know that every SAA, for instance, you know, there's a real some undercurrent of protest in France that's always been sort of been there. But, you know, good luck to them. I haven't got a weekend yellow jacket protests over the weekend, Sven.
Well, they're continuing. They're still going. The mainstream media is trying to say that it's all quiet and down and there isn't anything happening, but it's just as big as it was. I mean, the French government are now trying to ban all protests that aren't previously agreed with the government, and they're tear gassing protesters and all sorts. But it's beginning to take off over here. We had, I think there was about 100 or so yellow vest Brexiteers. They've been out twice now. Over the weekend, there was a 13-year-old girl that was arrested, and there was footage of the police just laying into people, basically being very violent against them. So I think they're trying to get that to take off over here, because there was also 5,000 yellow vest protesters outside the EU Commission in Brussels against the Marrakesh Agreement. There was yellow vests in Canada. So it does look like that. You know, that could become a part of sort of showing solidarity with populists in Europe. I know Gerald Batten doesn't really want to have UKIP associated with that because of the property damage. So these Brexiteers wearing these yellow vests, they are something different to UKIP, but they're the sort of people, I think, that are supporting Tommy Robinson and UKIP. We haven't mentioned Britain First here, who are going through a lot of court cases at the moment. They're hoping to be taking Facebook to court for deplatforming them.
You know, the Britain First is Paul Golding, although as a hangover from the BNP days, we've had our fall. We're watching it together. Naturally, Golding and the young lady that was been in prison, anti-Islam protest. I'd rather take Golding over the hordes on the left, just as an example. And these people have ultimately got to be willing to open the as well. But I don't want to sit in any. I mean, I'm known as a hardline white nationalist, Ben, as you know. But I don't want to sit in an ivory tower and just say I'm 100% ideologically pure and I've got three followers. I'd rather be part of a great stream, a movement, whatever they want to call it, as long as.
Well, yeah, you can have an influence there, can't you? I mean, if you're there and you're helping out, I mean, because I do think these people that aren't white nationalists, it's only because they haven't had the education that we've had. It's only because they don't know the information that we have.
Let's risk repeating myself. With white voice, I can get to some of these people. That's at least some contribution towards it.
I think that's a really good idea. What you were saying there about Paul Golding and Jada Franson, you have to bear that in mind. I mean, these people have been to prison for their beliefs. You know,
come out as stern as tough as before.
Yeah, they're not backing down,
which is commendable.
A personal preference. You know, I prefer UKIP and Tommy Robinson, but you know, I'm not going to speak badly of Britain First. And I do think they're helpful. I mean, they're very brave, a lot of the things that they've done. Eventually, I'd like to see all these groups coming together. I mean, whoever it is that proves to be the most popular and is having the most success, we need to be supporting them.
Yeah. At the same time, think also that it's possible the white nationalists should get together and if necessary, push an umbrella organization out. I mean, I mentioned to other comrades a few over the last few months. Did you have a British campaign to stop immigration, Sven?
I don't know. A British campaign to stop immigration? I don't think I've heard of that specifically.
Well, it was formed by a chap in Bradford called Jim Merrick, who's no longer with us now. And Jim got he started off as a Bradford campaign to stop immigration. This is a time. And then it went on to being the Yorkshire campaign for immigration, as more and more people wanted in on it. And then it became the British campaign to stop immigration. This is at the time of Powell's Rivers of Blood speech. And the National Front looked at PSI. We were pulling 100 or 200 people on the march. They were packing halls and packing demonstrations. It was a spontaneous thing. It didn't last long. Into the National Front, the good ones. But I'm just throwing that in the pot as an idea for an umbrella British campaign to stop immigration or something on those lines that everybody can identify. I mean, I would think 80% of the rational people of this country as a starter.
Everybody wants to stop immigration. We just, you know, I can see people that. Well, it seems to me that most people have been supporting Tommy Robinson. That was the big thing that happened last year. Really, was the fact that everybody pulled together to get him out of prison because they could see that he'd been, you know, that was completely unjust. And he seems to be pushing forward with it now and keeping up that momentum. And more and more people seem to be supporting him. I mean, you just hope that if he saw that we were supporting him, he would stop with the counter signalling. But we have to remember that he probably will, and UKIP probably will continue to counter signal us, and you know, just have to accept it.
We're big enough to take those things. We took big enough before, you know. So from my point of view, and I'll put as much positive vibes out as I can, and I know quite a lot of people, and I keep saying it. I've got White Voice, which has got a massive, biggest circulation of any nationalist publication in Britain now. So it was out fortnightly, which means it's always fresh and up to date. I can put an open letter to Tommy Robinson in there, or something. Gets a copy. Good idea. But there were some ideas. Good kicking them out, Sven.
I think we've got to put the greater good, you know, ahead of you know, personal insults or the ego. We've got to put the good of the nation first. And you know, the small parties with just a few members, you know, they're not really going to be able to do anything. But if everybody was got behind one of these populist parties and was all pushing, at least we'd achieve some of our aims, because some of our aims do coincide with the populist parties. You know, to stop the Islamization, stop the grooming gangs, stop the immigration. And we go one step further with the racial side of it. You know, and also with looking at the causes of it, looking at the Jewish role in all of this. So, so we do have differences, but even if we could just achieve the anti-Islamization and the anti-immigration, that would be a wonderful achievement.
They're in a white voice. Let's start pushing in that direction, Sven. Let's see.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Pick this up in a few weeks' time and see if we've had any.
Yeah, see what the response is. I'm sorry about technical problems.
To the next white voice.
Yeah, I'm sorry about all these technical problems that we've been having today. I do apologise to listeners for that. You can blame the new version of Skype, which is absolutely dreadful. Hopefully they'll get that fixed. Anyway, thank you very much for coming on today, Eddie. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson. God bless. And hail victory.
You're tuned in to Radio Aryan at radioaryan.com.